With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So as promised, we spent a little time bashing the fairer sex. I don't like we did what do we call it? Red flags for women.
Yeah, because Aaron wanted to do that topic, so we went ahead.
Aaron specifically said women suck and we should talk about it.
So that's what we want.
Right.
Yes. And then we said we would find time on a future show.
Yeah.
We
Aaron said you wanted to do this one too.
Yes. You did. But here's the thing. I don't know that we're gonna get a lot of calls on this because I don't think men are really annoying.
Good point.
I think men are
right.
I mean, I remember getting so many just inundated with calls on things that are wrong with women. Because obviously
it was a long, it would just
We had eventually turned the phones off.
Yes.
Because it was like, listen, what if someone, like, what if there's an emergency out there and 911 is shut down because so many people want to say what sucks about women?
Why would it be shut down?
Because the phone lines are flooded. Like, there's only a certain number of lines. And everybody's trying to call here, and they can't get through to 911.
And the trunk system just cannot handle.
Steve's got it. Trunk.
I hate all of you.
So we are flipping it today.
Yep.
And now it's red flags about men. Things about men that are annoying. Now, when we did it about women, it's not coming from a bad place. It's coming from a helpful place.
Like a self-help,
If you're, I remember one of the ones was like, if you're one of those girls who screeches when you run into one of your friends, you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
just bring it down.
Yeah, just take it down. Like nobody, you don't. And so, if we're gonna bash men, there's something about men. It's kind of a over. Like men are gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like I don't. I'm not. This is where I'm not a man. I've never found farting funny. Ever in my life. I've never found it funny. And like so many men are like, isn't it great? Like. They just want to be in a room and fart next to each other or hold their girl's head under the covers, do the Dutch oven thing.
Yeah.
I don't, men, stop it. It's not funny. I mean, it's not bad because you have to do it. It's a natural, don't, it's not funny. Stop.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
It's not funny. See, this is for you.
No, I agree. Like I've never been one to fart around. Like I still don't even fart around my wife. Like cause she's
Thank
a lady.
You.
I try to show her some respect. So I don't get that part, but farting can be.
It's never funny.
How about
it's
your
not
boyfriend?
Funny.
We don't need to talk about that.
Oh, I think I know. I think they're okay with it. I think the two of them are just
You find it endearing.
Not endearing, but like TX said, it's a natural thing.
It's just not. If it happens, that's fine. But if they like, so many men want to point it out. It's like, watch this.
Yeah, I know.
And like, and you're like, that's not funny.
Stop making me laugh. I'm trying to be on your side.
I'll tell you, it's like burping the alphabet. I mean,
it's stupid. You're so juvenile.
Okay.
Men are just. They're just.
We're 12.
You are. And that's why I don't identify with you. I am so, that's why we've always said on the show, my estrogen levels are higher than almost anybody else.
This is true.
I don't, here's another thing. I don't think it's funny to smack each other on the genitals. I don't think that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Why do guys do that?
Jocks. Yeah.
I don't know. I never got it either. Cause it's not.
It's like, not funny.
You hit them and then they go, oh, and
yes.
You go, what did you think they would do?
Right.
Like, where's the surprise? Or like, can you believe he was in pain?
You just walk by and do a cup check, see if they're wearing their cup.
But okay, the last time it was done to me, we were broadcasting live at Fado Irish Pub and a guy who used to work here, who's got the same name as somebody who's on Back to the Future.
Mm.
McFly. Yes.
I was like, Doc?
I'm 3 seconds from going live. It's like, you know, everybody's going, you're live in 3, 2, and it's like, bop! Hits me right in the junk. I am incapable of speaking.
Bastard.
What's funny about that?
It's a deal.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jockheads make me want
to... Were you supposed to be wearing a cup? Are we supposed
to... No, that's what I'm saying. Why, like, would it be a cup check at Fado?
Yeah. I've had it, like, done to me in math class and stuff. Like, I don't think I'm... Yeah, I'm not supposed to be wearing a cup.
And there's another thing. The guys... Oh, I hate these type of guys when they refer to their wives as... The old ball and chain.
It's not, just grow up.
A new trend that I've seen is like, my woman. I don't like it. It's cringy.
It's not your, it's like.
Yeah. Are you a possession? Do you want to be possessed by a guy?
No.
I mean, otherwise, my woman.
Just don't fart. Don't call him your.
Yes.
So we're going to keep adding to this list, but we want you to do it too. We call it red flags for men. If a man does blank, he's suspect. What do you want to add to our list? 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059.
I have guys, friends who are like this, where you go out and then you'll be walking home from the bar and maybe it's just you and him and you're having a good time. You've had some drinks, and then they see another guy like across the street and then they start yelling at him.
Yes.
Antagonizing him. What are you going to do? Huh? You want to fight? It's me and my boy will go right now. And it's like, whoa, 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 hey. Whoa.
I am passive.
Yeah, I'm not in on this. But you're in because you're walking with, like, in that aggressive, like, need to fight all the time. And then to rope others in, to like, come on, we're going to fight. And you're like, absolutely not. I'm not wearing my cup.
There's too many men that have the F or F. They're going to fight or they're going to have relations.
In fact, I'll never forget, one night I hung out with you and your brother, and you warned me, we're going to a bar, and you quickly said... Just heads up, my brother, he's either F or F.
It's F or F. And if it's not looking good on the female front,
we're going to get in a fight.
Prepare to throw down. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
You can have a night where you just have a couple drinks and then go home. You don't have to beat somebody's face in or sleep with somebody.
Thank you.
You can just...
Yeah.
Go fart with your friends.
Yeah, they're F.
Yes. Aaron, we bashed women a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you have any that you want to get off your chest?
So many.
Well, just give us your top.
Speaking for the girls and the gays, whenever a guy talks to you, let me rephrase. When a gay person or a female is talking to you, that's not them hitting on you.
Like, they're
Stop assuming.
We assume anybody that comes into our orbit is trying to...
It's like, no, I'm actually... You're in my way. I'm trying to reach the stapler.
By stapler, you mean my junk, right?
Yes.
Careful, it'll get you.
How do you know about the tattoo I have on my... So, okay, that's bad. We do that.
Yeah.
We're going to stop. See, that's what this is
there
for.
There you go.
It's a self-help.
We're all getting together to stop men from doing bad things. We call them red flags for men. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we spent some time bashing on women, and now we've decided to open it up and let you bash on men. Things that are wrong with men that are potentially fixable.
There we go. Boom. We're going to make this a positive.
Right. So we're going to stop farting for fun. That's over. We're not doing that anymore. Dylan?
Yai.
Oh, hang on, man. We got VD on you.
Voice disguiser.
Let me. You're going to sound way better now. Okay, Dylan, what's your red flag for a man?
So I used to do this all the time, so I learned not to do this. But having your girlfriend or wife smell your armpits after a long day at work.
What?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know why I used to do it, but I used to like be proud that I stunk because I worked somewhere where like you're like super sweaty and stuff. And then my girlfriend got really mad at me, and I haven't done it since.
Well, some women like the scent of sweat on a man or the pheromones.
There's a pheromone thing going on, but like you force her head into your armpit.
Right.
No. I just come home, you know, and I'd like, she'd be sitting on the bed, and then I just like force, like, I just go to hug her, and then I'd like purposely put my armpits higher up than normal.
Yeah.
You
still with her? Is she still with you?
Yeah, she is.
Because he stopped.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
There are women who do like the pheromone thing, but there's also a limit to that.
Right.
There's a little bit of like, I just ran a little 5K versus I just worked 8 hours in construction. Yeah, one of them's not as good. That's a very good one, though. Constructive. We like it. Thank you, Dylan. Ron.
Yes.
What are we getting rid of? What is our men red flags?
I let go of some of my friends, our used-to-be friends, when they used to just hit up on women, and they walk in with guys, you know, and they don't know if they're going out, that's their husband, they're married, or they're a couple.
Oh.
Dudes are just relentless. They don't care.
They don't,
like, they're
going to
hit on you
care.
No matter what.
When's the last time you looked for a wedding ring? I mean, do guys just...
Yeah.
They
and
don't.
I'm looking at, did he do this? Well, because I'm a man.
Yeah, those, you're not a man when you do that.
No, you're not.
You're a D-bag.
Hey-ho.
There you go.
The weird thing is you're saying all this and you're the...
What?
You're...
I don't talk, what?
Thank you for the call. I just want to point something out.
Hmm?
We had full phones when we were bashing women.
Right.
We're done with man bashing.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Steve has a real problem with a trend... in the United States. Why are you so...
Yeah, I don't understand because he hasn't had to...
Correct.
...experience
right.
it.
Yeah, I have nothing... I want nothing to do with this subject at all, yet I don't know why I'm taking huge umbrage with it.
So 27% of people in a relationship typically... Although, I mean, the Zs and the millennials are getting married less and less. Because this poll is about being actually married.
Yes.
But I think a lot of times... This is in my past... Girlfriends of mine have done this without actually being wed.
Wait, whoa, you don't know.
27% of people call their in-laws mom and dad.
And that is unbelievably stupidly wrong. That makes absolutely no sense. There's no logic in that. None whatsoever.
What do you mean there's no logic in it?
They're not, a son and a daughter is biological. Parents are bi- mom is a biological,
so
dad's
what would
a biological.
You like, so you want me to call them by their first name?
There you go. Why not that? Or Mrs. Smith or Mr. Jones.
Because it feels really weird. Let's pretend we're in a relationship and you and me go to my parents' house. And I'm like, Mom, can you dish me up some spaghetti? And then you go, Darlene, can you dish me up some too? It's like we're in a relationship. I called her mom. You call her mom. But we're in a relationship.
Right.
Call her mom.
You and I are, just because you and I are in a relationship doesn't change the wording and the
it can,
the titles
though.
Of everyone around you.
It can.
It shouldn't. It doesn't.
It does.
If you're doing it, you're a moron. And you're
because
doing
I'm gonna tell you this: like, if you and I were in a relationship and my brother Chris came up, you'd be like, "Hey, bro, it's cool if you called him bro."
Bro, even though he's your bro.
It doesn't matter. Oh, we found a loophole.
No, bro is a generic term.
So is mom.
No, it's not. It's specific. Because here's why. Because all the women in your life, you've had relationships with?
Every single one of them, including ones I was merely dating, have called my parents mom and dad.
No.
Definitely my mom.
No. Can I ask you how that come about? Did your parents say, please refer to us as your mom and dad?
No, because I don't think my parents want it.
Okay, so they go to your parents.
Or they don't.
Can I refer to you as my mom and dad?
No, never asked.
So they went ahead and did it, and your parents didn't correct them. Your parents are right, by the way, and they should have corrected them.
I have called, like, weirdly, I've recently met Aaron's mom.
Okay.
I would call her mom, just because it's like a thing. If everybody's in the room and it's like, okay, mom, like, friends of mine, like, their dad is not feeling well, and he needs to stay at their house. And, like, when I go over there, I'm not going to call him Tom. I call him Dad. Okay, Dad, do you need anything?
You know what? I did do that with my brother-in-law's grandpa. He was sick, and granted, I couldn't remember his name, so I was like, hey, how's grandpa doing?
Yes.
Because
it's weird at a certain point to call someone, this man is old and infirmed, and it's like, hey, Tom, like you don't do that.
Okay, let me put it this way. Daughters don't come and go. Daughter-in-laws do all the time. So you don't call them daughter. They're not your daughter biologically.
I hate that almost as much as the other side of this argument. I hate both of it equally. If I'm married to your daughter, you don't have to refer to me as son-in-law. You don't have to say anything. But if I can be your son.
You're not my son, though. I'm not your father.
But I'm your son for right now. Am I not your son for right now?
Yeah. No, you're married into the family. You're
I'm married into the family. You just said it. So I'm in the family.
No. I kind of do understand with Steve, though. There should be like other words rather than in-law. Like,
but
like
then
a
it feels separate. Like, it feels like a line.
Yeah,
because it's the bloodline.
Yes. But bloodline doesn't mean anything.
Then
how do you feel about, what about Patrick?
Patrick is adopted. My nephew. Yeah, he's adopted.
So it's not a bloodline. We need to come up with a different word. I'm going to poke at you until...
This one's different.
Because they chose him to be in the family?
Well...
Careful.
Okay. No, it's different, and I'm just trying to figure out how to explain how.
Because it's like they chose Patrick to be a part of their family.
Right.
I chose these women to be a part of my family. It's like... That's now my wife, therefore she's now your daughter. When I choose to not, then you can drop the daughter.
No.
But like,
question real quick too.
Yep.
Let's say you, the girl in your life automatically calls your parents mom and dad.
Yes.
Shouldn't they go through you first? Like, hey, do you care if I call your parents mom and...
No one has ever asked. That's what I'm saying. Like even the girl I dated in college and stuff just started, it just seemed natural because I have three brothers, they have wives.
Right.
So then like at Christmas, it's like, can you pass me the mashed potatoes, mom? It's like mom, 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 dad, dad, mom, mom, dad, dad, dad. And you're not going to all of a sudden go, mom, mom, Lou, mom, mom, Darlene, mom, dad, Lou.
That's
like,
why it should
it's
be
mom
Lou,
and it's dad.
Darlene.
So I should call him Lou and Darlene?
No, you're allowed, I think, to call him
parents. Because I will say this, Erin calls her mom by her first name, which is bizarre.
Well, that's because she's hard of hearing, so sometimes I have to scream it at her.
I'm sitting there going, I'm ready to call her mom, and she's screaming her real name, and I'm like, I'm confused.
Yeah,
where are you at?
Where are you at?
So I actually had my in-laws stopped me because I was calling them Mr. and Mrs. Nelson. I think we were even married still. And then I was still referring to them as Mr. and Mrs. Yeah.
Because they never gave you permission to call them something else.
Well, no, I was just raised to, even like my best friend's mom, who I have known for years, I still call her Mrs.
Ditto.
Blank. But and they said, you don't have to call us Mr. and Mrs. anymore. Like you married our daughter. You're in the family. You can relax a little.
They didn't go all the way to saying you can call us mom and dad.
No. So what I call my mother-in-law, madre, because she's Puerto Rican. So I get to flex my Spanish a little bit. So she's madre. And now that we have a son, her dad is grandpa. They're all grandpa.
Right. Grandpa becomes the catch-all because then it's not your relationship with him. It's your son's relationship.
And I think it's kind of a sign of respect. Like when you're all at the family, like the Christmas gathering, you're all together. And this family has branched off from the family that your parents started.
Correct.
Right? They started with just them.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden it's all these people who are all together because of them. And everyone's going, hey, mom, who's clearly the matron of the family, and dad. I think it's a sign of respect.
100%.
We're all here because of you.
I'm going to end this argument right now on a winning note from my side.
Oh, can't wait.
Question. Your son, old enough to get married, brings home the fiance, and she calls you... Okay, no.
She calls...
Your son calls her parents mom and dad. Yes, you're not going to like that because you've been mom and dad. Now suddenly you're hearing your son call another couple mom and dad. You can't handle that. Neither can you.
I absolutely can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I
can.
I'm like, you pay some of the bills then.
No.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You know, I just learned that if you should always talk baby talk to your pet, especially your dog, because that way your dog can differentiate, know that you're talking to it as opposed to another human. Because if you and I are talking, they're so used to us humans talking, blah, 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 that they ignore us. But if you go, hey, buddy, da, 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 then they perk up, pay attention, because they know you're talking to you.
That's really weird because you're doing a good dog voice.
Oh, I don't even have a
dog.
Do
we all do that same dog voice?
Oh, yeah.
It's got it's a little higher than your voice and a little more sing-songy. It's like, who's a good girl?
That's
who's a good
boy? But never talk that way to a baby.
Why not?
A human baby, because
you have to, because they're just being so cute.
True.
Who's got the chubbiest legs? You got the chubby legs. I want a bunch of little chubby legs. You got, oh my God. I have bitten babies that aren't mine on the thigh. Are you kidding me?
They're just so.
Like when Tiak brought Leo, I did not. I stopped myself. We were at Children's Hospital. What's his name? Was it Chase McNeary, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The bachelor dude.
Mm hmm.
Fully used. Somebody brought in a dog, like a comfort dog, and he goes over, grabs a comfort dog, takes a bunch of thirst trap pictures with that.
Yep.
Posts them on Insta. It's all these girls swoon, and then he grabs TX baby, takes a bunch of pictures, like, oh look at me, I'm so good with kids. Swoon.
I used you all.
Oh my God.
At least tag me or something.
Right.
Get some residual.
But that whole time he was doing that.
Yeah.
I wanted to eat Leo's thighs. And I was like, dude.
So you were swooning.
I was swooning
not
over.
Not you two.
I was swooning over the baby, not over Chase.
Okay.
I was just like, and I don't think I've ever told you that, but it's baby thighs are one of my favorite things in the world.
Who loves baby thighs?
Who loves baby thighs? Dude, until you've.
They are, but Steve, you're welcome to babysit anytime because you're absolutely right. We don't baby talk.
Thank you.
That's so dumb.
I feel like you can up to a certain age. I don't know, maybe like a year. But
the same principle applies to dogs, right? They like
no.
It does too, because like if you and Ange are in the living room talking and you're like, honey, we can't pay the electric bill today. Oh my God, what are we going to do? We have to, I'll go sell a kidney, blah, blah, blah. And then Leo's over in the corner. You're like, Leo, who's he? Like he needs to understand, like, this is me talking to you now. You don't need to pay attention to mom and dad's financial crisis and that we haven't paid our bills. You need to pay attention when I change.
No, he does need to listen. He needs to get a job.
No, he's 1 year old, like whatever. He's like little. I think you treat a baby like a puppy till they have like 80 words in their vocabulary.
They say that the experts say that they're...
Give me the science, buddy.
The scholars.
Okay. What university? It was from Harvard they were saying. No.
I actually thought they said the opposite. I feel like there's cases for both sides.
Okay.
I truly think that your baby starts to... I don't think you should baby talk, but you should talk differently.
So they understand that they're addressed.
The worst thing, there was Paw Patrol or whatever. Is it Paw Patrol? No.
That's one of them.
Here, Wonder Pets.
Okay.
Wonder Pets.
That's another one of them?
No, Wonder Pets was a show where it's like the pets are like rescuing other pets. And one of the Wonder Pets, I think it was the duck, had like a wisp and it was like, we're going to have to go. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that made me angry. It's like, you're teaching my kid. So like the kids emulate, they're like, oh, that duck got funny boy.
And talk baby blah, talk. Blah, blah.
And I was like, no, you want, that's why I never liked Elmo. It's like, you don't want your kids turning out like that. It's like, Elmo say my mind. No. At the same time, the parents, I think for the beginning need to talk strange to the kid, just like a puppy.
I mean, for the beginning, like when they're so, so little, it's almost impossible not to because
correct.
Like you're saying, they are so cute. But at a certain point, you don't want to talk different because they're different from the dog. Like when I'm talking with my wife, that's a human conversation that they are one day going to need to learn how to
one
be
day,
a part of.
Not
right?
today.
Was this a conscious, like before you brought Leo in, you're like, as parents, we've got to agree, let's agree on this. Or you played it loose and then decided later.
It was a conscious decision that we made. Yeah.
Because somebody was over baby talking and got shut down?
No. It's the same thing with...
You have a look on your face that says somebody was baby talking and got shut down. And that leads me to believe it's not you or your wife.
No, that's not...
In-law. Baby talking, you had to thump him and go, talk right!
But it's the same thing when you're transitioning them from the high chair or even just like at the dining table. They learn how to eat at the dining table by just watching you talk and eat and stuff. So you don't want to baby talk them the whole time while they're at
Chair. The guy who's never going to procreate can't stand off in the gallery going, boom, I'm right.
I get to boom a tea.
No, I don't know.
I would raise my kids the exact same way.
How do we get Steve a child?
No.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We have to talk to a woman who has the perfect man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why is she calling us then?
Oh, because found out he might not be the
perfect. There's something wrong with him that we got to fix. Okay. Amy?
Yeah, you guys.
Hi. Okay. Just prepare for women to hate you because you can't accept your perfect man there. So what's the problem?
Well, he's perfect except for one small thing. So I need your advice on this issue. Cause it's when things are really great, so is he, but when things aren't okay with me, he just has no idea how to handle it. Okay. If I'm stressed out or if I'm unhappy or if I start to cry, he just kind of shuts down and doesn't even really try to comfort me. So,
At all? Yeah. He just walks, you're sobbing and he literally removes himself from the room.
He just kind of sits there or stands there just wherever we're at. And it's just, when I get upset about that, his answer is just that he's not good at it. And that's what my girlfriends are for.
Ooh. He's not totally wrong, but still.
Well, yeah. I mean, go
sob on your girlfriend's shoulder. Don't bother me with this.
Yeah. I mean, I believe in trying to be everything.
Feign, at least. Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, okay,
I wonder why you've not. But I think, is knowing your strengths and knowing your weaknesses a bad thing or a good thing? He's like, I'm not good at this. I think maybe I would be happy to go grab you a bottle of great rosé. And you have your girls over and you guys... I'll buy you some Haagen-Dazs or Ben and Jerry's or whatever, and you guys get crazy and cry your little brains out. But I'm a dude. If that hinge is weird, I can fix that hinge. But if you're in your feels, I don't even know what to do with that.
Dang.
I'm not that way. I'm more in my feels than anybody on the planet. But if that's your dude.
And that's a lot of guys, actually. They're not natural when it comes to.
They're not.
And women
your word feign is kind of accurate, where it's just we learn a set of dog-like responses where it's
right.
If she's crying this way, pet her head.
Yeah,
if she's crying this way, pull her into your shoulder.
Yeah.
If she's crying this way, hand her wine.
That's what I'm talking about, is I would appreciate that, especially in the moment.
Even if it's fake?
You might think it's faked, but that's what the other person appreciates. And what calms them or helps them. So it's not really fake. You're doing it for that person.
Do you fake things for him?
Besides.
Oh, yeah. I listen to him talk about his video games and sports and whatever,
You go. In one ear, out the other. But you're good at it.
Oh, God. That's actually kind of true.
It is true.
So
yeah.
You feign interest in his crap, but your stuff is hard. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I swear I'm not. But sometimes if you. I don't know if you're going to admit this, but are you kind of dramatic? Do you tap into that cry emotion or that overwhelmed place more often than the average person?
I mean, I'm just responding to what I'm being given.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying if you do it a lot at a certain point, it's hard for him to keep faking it. Okay. Just 303-222-5423. If you're a man who's had a woman like this, any, like, it doesn't, it, the roles can be anything, but like, is it your sig other's job to always be your rock?
Okay.
Or can they subcontract that sometimes?
Okay.
And go, look,
that's a,
you and your friend Jennifer and yeah, Renee, why don't you, I mean, I've heard you guys.
Yeah.
After a night with them, you've got all the world's problems solved. I mean, I could sit here and fake it.
Right. Or are you flattered that he's like letting you, you're mature, he thinks you don't need it. Well, no, it doesn't make sense either. But, you
I
know,
just.
And some guys are just like, I'm not supposed to. We're not supposed to try and fix every time a woman starts crying about something.
This is that men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Yeah, I think it's like, he's like, do you really want me to change? Because then maybe I won't be good at the stuff over here. It's, I know that's kind of a male cop-out. I just wonder at what point do you just accept, if he's great in every other way.
Right, except for the one.
Yeah, if the toilet seat is down, like, he does all the right stuff there, and he picks up his crap off the floor, and he doesn't, like, is this, or, I just, this is just popping in my head, and I can't believe it took me this long, is this a huge red flag? Because is this man just so completely void of emotion, where it's like, he can talk about video games and sports and whatever, but as soon as it gets
real.
Yeah. And it's gritty. Like, what happens if you guys got pregnant and lost a baby? Like, he's going to be no. I know I took that way extreme, but it's like.
No, women think of those things. They do.
It's like,
is this guy worthy of fathering my.
Can he be in a foxhole with you?
There it is.
I don't.
He is in every other way except emotionally, and women need this one. Women
the emotional connection.
They do.
Do you feel an emotional connection to him in other ways? Like, from a loving standpoint, you do?
Yeah, I feel like he's really loving. I just think that it's whenever there's a negative emotion of any sort, like, he just shuts down, and I don't know how to handle it. And especially if I need like any sort of comfort, you know, it gets worse.
Woman up
in that moment.
That's probably his contribution to the whole
woman up. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I wonder if there's.
He needs to feign.
He does, or he. I kind of dig that he's being honest. It's like
himself.
Women are like, don't lie to me. And it's like, but if I tell you the truth, now you're mad at me for like.
Yep.
Would you rather have a fake emotion from a guy or a real acknowledgement that he doesn't feel that way?
Wow, there it is.
Would rather have acknowledgement of my feelings.
Yeah. Validation. Most women. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but if you're crying, it's like, I can't believe they're out of rice checks. It's like, baby.
Okay.
Rice checks? Really? So I gotta console you about that now? Can you just call someone else? Can you call your mom about the rice check emergency? About the supply chain?
Dude, I pretended to care when he couldn't get his PS5, okay?
You're right, Amy.
But he didn't cry, Amy.
But still, it was emotional.
He was sulking.
You're dating a boy. You need a man, Amy.
Oh, that's okay. Hang on, Amy. Don't move.
Yeah. He's perfect, though. He's perfect.
He's perfect in every way except he doesn't comfort her right.
And that's the one she needs. She could probably.
But if she had that, and then he was constantly peeing on the toilet, she'd be like, "He's perfect in every way, but he could." It's like, oh my God, write a spreadsheet, woman, and then go, look at all this. It's in the plus column. There's one over there, just one. He just lacks empathy, feeling.
All that the woman needs. Exactly.
Is he great in the sack?
Well,
All right, so can Amy get through a relationship with a man who doesn't comfort her right?
Give her what the main thing that she needs. Yeah. I know.
I don't know that it's the main thing. You keep saying that, but it's like.
Because otherwise,
the main thing she needs, then she's sad way too damn much.
Yeah, and yes. So she's got everything but the one.
So then maybe you should work on being sad less.
Yeah, it's on her.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah.
If you were happier, then you wouldn't notice this weakness.
Okay.
Am I helping?
Well.
303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know if we're trying to help Amy or what we're really trying to do here. Amy was just on the phone with us a minute ago. She got the perfect man. He's not comforting enough.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. He just says, you know what? That's what your girlfriends are for, with the emotional and feeling.
I'll fix stuff. I'll make sweet, sweet relations to you.
That's one thing I'm not good at.
So just have somebody else do that.
Right. And she was kind of like, well, can you try and learn?
Because it's something she feels that she needs in a relationship. But everything else is great about this guy. Yeah. So are we jettisoning the relationship over one thing, or are we going to change him? Like, Lori?
Yay.
What do you think?
I have to say, she has to stand up for it. I married that guy, who's great. But literally, if I start crying, is sitting there watching TV because he doesn't know what to do. And he has told me the same thing. He doesn't know what to do. Now, I don't know about you, but if I mean, he'll sit and cry watching This Is Us. But when it comes to if I'm upset, he's like, I don't know what to do. If it's not something I can go fix for you, I don't know what to do. And that's a really lonely place to be. So,
but what do you want him to do? Do you want him to rub your hair? Do you want him to get a clean up? I just don't like it when somebody goes, you're not doing the right thing, but you don't say what it is.
Right.
You can't say there's a problem without offering a solution. So what do you want?
I think that's going to be unique for everyone, but I think any woman probably who's upset is going to want their partner to stop watching TV or going in the other room, for one, and start at least acknowledge, like, okay, this is really upsetting. Like, let me give you a hug, if nothing else. I mean, they can give you some kind of
walking towards
attention.
A crying woman is difficult to do, to go like, hug.
When it's if the person it's you're with, and it's not even about you necessarily. If I'm upset because I had a really crappy day at work,
hug.
You know, I don't know why it would be that hard for you to come up and give me a hug and be like, "That's really crappy."
Maybe you're doing it a lot. Maybe it's just so often you just I'll do one every five or one every three or no, maybe okay.
My problem is I really wasn't that way, and what's happened to me in my relationship is I just stopped doing it at all because it was so upsetting that he didn't react.
Right.
So now I've just turned into like. You know, now I just have no one to talk to, and that's not cool. And the other stuff, all the other stuff, it doesn't make up for feeling like your partner isn't there.
Wow.
And you can't expect when you says, here, take your bottle of wine over, your girlfriends can't be available for you 24/7 either. That's not their job.
Wow. Okay.
So you're still with this guy. So he hasn't changed. You changed. You had to adapt.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless she's willing to adapt, it's probably. Yeah,
it's rough. I mean, and you know, once you're, I didn't hear if she's married or not married. But you know, I got married and love him, and the good things are still the good things, but it's lonely.
Lori.
Yeah.
Do you want a hug?
I do.
I don't feel like this is very. Just swing by the station. Okay. We'll group hug it out over here. Thank you. Dude, I'm glad you took the bullet on that. It's like, if you cry every once in a while, then it's like, if you cry all the time,
you can't expect.
It's like, it's fatiguing.
Okay.
Jack?
Yay.
What do you think?
Yay. So, funny enough, my dad's been through three divorces. And so at a young age, he made us read the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yep.
And the whole understanding of how to like, communicate. And unfortunately with men, it seems it's much more of like you have a problem, you have a resolution, you figure it out. Whereas with women, a lot of times, and that's not like this, but just a lot of times it's just trying to figure out, you know, talking through it, discussing and relieving stress.
Oh, they vent about it.
And so, a lot of times
it's like that door squeaking. I'm going to go get oil.
Yeah. That's what men think about, but women are that stupid door. I hate every time I come through and it makes
I want you
noise
to talk about the door too.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about the door.
Oh yes.
I want to fix the door.
Yes.
Like what? I don't.
Exactly. How it makes me feel.
Yes.
And that's the men's version of it. But like with my wife, which I've been with for 10 years now, she's had to express herself sometimes of like, hey, I know I'm frustrated about this problem. I don't need a resolution. I just want to express it.
Oh.
I just want you to understand it. And so I know it sounds dumb because I'm a guy, but
no, but I get what you're saying. Because for a guy, anytime somebody presents me with a problem, I immediately say a solution. And it's like, it's both sometimes men and women look at you and go like, look, man, I wasn't looking for help. It's like, then why the F are you telling
Thank
me?
Thank you.
Don't
right?
I fixed
the point is knowing me, knowing that. Yeah.
Oh my God. There's so much stuff. I'm like, I have a truck. We can put a body in the back of that truck.
Oh, you want me to commiserate?
Thank you for the help, though, Jack. Yes. Appreciate it. Carla.
Yes.
Hi. What do you think?
I think from personal experience that things will get harder when they're emotionally closed off like this. Only because when the bigger things happen later, your friends kind of get tired of hearing that your man ain't there. And so then they leave. And you kind of just need them to be there, even to fake it. Just stay there. It'll be okay. Just like we pretend to be interested in their stuff.
You're right.
Like fantasy sports and
all that. Yeah.
Waitresses.
Pat you on the head. Like, okay, it'll be fine.
So you don't care if we're faking it. You'd rather have a disingenuous reaction as long as it's a reaction.
Absolutely.
That's insanity to me. Like,
I don't care.
I don't want you to not, I don't know how to, like, I would rather you be like, listen, I'm sorry you didn't get Tom Brady in your stupid fantasy thing, but don't be like, oh my God, honey, you okay? Can I get, it's like, you don't care. I'm okay with you not caring.
Okay.
It's okay.
Don't feign caring.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh
okay.
My God. Now I just think you're a big fat liar.
I acknowledged it that you were upset. You can at least acknowledge that I'm not feeling well.
You're right, Carla. Yes.
Touchy-feely
crap.
It is, and I am touchy-feely, but this is too much.
To a point, yeah.
Yes, Trish.
Yes, yes.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think I understand what she's saying, but I mean, if she comes home every day and has one, you know, is bummed about something or has a bad day, then, I mean, I guess that gets to be a little much. But, I mean, every once in a while, I mean, you know, if she's had a bad day or something's really bothering her, it wouldn't hurt to say, you know, hey, you know, are you all right? I mean, even if it's not what he wants to do. But, I mean, if he never does it, then maybe, that would get old after a while.
This is horrifying for me to say out loud, but I'm on Team Steve.
Wow.
It's like, this is your third one this month, and it's like, she's like, honey, my boss, and it's like, You've already done three.
Yeah.
Like, you're three strikes here. Yeah. You've got nothing left in the tank unless you want to start borrowing from next month. But then eventually, when they're out of PS5s and you're genuinely upset about something, it's like, you're done through 2028, girl.
Yeah.
Bye.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Okay, so I'm the only person in here who has children in school, but I think we can all kind of relate to this. There's a teacher who just got fired for having an OnlyFans account.
Okay, real quick, forgive my ignorance. That's the one where they...
Your pretending ignorance.
No, this is what I can't get.
So strip clubs, what again? I mean, what do they strip? They take paint off of things? Or what?
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask, that's the one where you can briefly be nude on there.
Not briefly. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Some people are just taking pictures of their feet. Some people are doing videos of them eating. Some people are doing...
You're getting paid.
You choose.
You say to
look at all the content I create this month. It's $9.99, or it's $9.99 a week. It's $24.99 a month.
If you want to make a request, sure,
go for it.
That's extra.
Okay, that's that site. Though.
Yes.
Okay.
So a teacher had an OnlyFans account, and she said that she got it because she was in the poverty cycle of being a single mom and teacher, and they fired her.
The school district, they saw it?
Because, can I just say this? Every teacher you ever had, even those nasty ones that you, when you think about them, the nuns who used to beat the crap out of you and make you spit in a bucket and stuff.
Right.
Okay, this is a bad example. Everyone except the ones I'm talking about, even them, at some point got naked.
Yeah.
And if they weren't nuns, they probably had relations.
Yeah. That's true. You're
and
right.
At some point, maybe if they were alive today, if they were a teacher today, maybe their boyfriend or girlfriend took pictures of them.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Like, and the teachers probably smoke weed and sometimes dabble in the coca and like they live the same life you do.
Yes.
When they're not so they're supposed to be an angel when they're not
pristine.
Teaching.
Yes. The whole
for the $22,000 a year. We
I
pay
was going to say, if you want them to be pristine, you better pay them more.
Right.
Yeah. I don't.
That's the reason this woman got another job is because she wasn't being paid enough as a teacher.
So she needed a side hustle to continue to do
that. And that side hustle is nakedness, but here's the deal. Her fifth grade STEM students, if they're subscribing to her OnlyFans, that's not a her problem. That's a you problem.
Yeah.
You as a parent don't have enough control of your fifth grade STEM student. She's allowed to go show her... Wow. I almost... her hoo-ha or whatever she wants. On a subscription site? If she's slapping that up on her Twitter feed, it's a different story. Twitter's free. But she's on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think, but I think if you get hired as a teacher, there's an understanding that there's a code of conduct that you're supposed to follow. And if you're not following that, then I think they have the right to terminate you if you breach that part of your contract, right?
I don't know.
Because we don't have a code of conduct. Yeah, we probably should. But we don't. So we're not breaking any contractual obligations if we were to start at OnlyFans.
True.
Here's where I'm a huge hypocrite. If she were my son's teacher, I'd feel weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Okay.
I'd be like, wait. Noah at fifth grade, it was going through some changes. So and I don't need him.
Oh, okay. You would feel weird that your son was seeing her.
Was seeing her, but he's not seeing her content. But what if.
You're fine with it, but just seeing her content. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want her to. But I mean, I remember we've talked about this on the show before. Like when we were 17 and 18 years old, I remember half the teachers in my high school were 22-year-old men.
Okay.
Dudes who just got out of college, they are 4 years away from being the same age as the 18-year-old girls. They tried to bang every hot cheerleader in my school.
Yeah.
Which is more despicable, that or this girl taking pictures that you have to pay for?
That, for sure.
For sure.
But if they were caught, they'd be terminated as well. That's the code of conduct that they're breaching.
Not back then, but now.
No, for sure, yeah. Well, no.
Back then, come on. We all knew somebody who got with a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I could name her by name right now.
Whoa.
You would not be great because it's a real unique name and everyone would know. I just did it, basically.
How about the teacher's name?
I could do that, too. And his wife would not be happy.
Oh.
But so, I mean, around the room, do you think she should have been fired?
It depends on if she signed a contract saying she wouldn't do all this stuff. But outside of that, when she's on her own time, no, everyone has in their minds that pastors and teachers are supposed to be, like you said, angels and perfect.
They're not.
They're not, but you're supposed to pretend you are. You're supposed to give off the vibe that you are a perfect for your child.
But if she gives that vibe off in the grocery store and the only place you can see her be naughty is at a subscription site, that seems like your problem.
It totally.
You just sought her out.
I agree. I think she should be able to, but if she wants to keep her teaching, she has to give in if she wants to keep the teaching job. They expect a certain level of stuff out of her and to other teachers. If you're not giving it, see ya.
But she's given it. She's just given a little something extra on the after hours. I don't know. You guys, what do you, I mean?
Yeah, I don't know either. It is tough. I feel for her if she needs extra money and everyone has a right to have a separate job, but there's certain jobs, like Steve said, that you're held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to be, there are other jobs.
There you go. The school is holding
these people. There's radio hosts. You can do whatever you want.
Aaron, you want to give out your OnlyFans page?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Slacker and Steve.
I think I'm going to die from my alcohol habit, but not for the reason you might think. Some TikToker put out some tips for, I guess she's a bartender, and she put out some tips to live by.
Spot on.
Oh, my God.
Spot
You act like you know on. Anything.
Yep.
Steve's tip number one is avoid bars.
Yes.
Stay home.
You're right, but if you find yourself getting sucked into
one of
these.
Because when you go to a bar and try to order a martini, it's one of it's classic.
Why?
Because a couple things. I don't know. You do it when you order things that you don't want people to know. Like when you're ordering chocolate milk at like Del Frisco's, you try to you think by talking quietly. It's like, I'll have the chocolate milk. And it's like, I know you're doing something sinister, but you do it to bartenders all
is
the
that
time.
Sinister?
He's doing something that doesn't fall in line with where you're at.
Okay.
So that feels sinister. Okay, it's like, right. I'm like, yo, I'll take the Manhattan. I want the Masterson's Rye. I definitely want the, whatever the Antica, Carpano Antica, I'm calling the shots on a like $40 drink.
Yes.
And then Steve's like, you who with like, you who?
Do you have a mudslide?
But like when you order a martini, I said it one time because I knew the bartender, and you've been saying it ever since, and you shouldn't do this.
But I thought I was taking your cue, and that's how I've been doing
because
it.
Because you are a wuss.
Why?
And he wants a dirty martini, but yep. He wants it really dirty.
Yeah.
So you should say, like, I'd like a dirty martini, you know, extra dirty or extra olive juice, or say something like that. But I knew the bartender that I was ordering for you this okay. one time, and you've been saying it ever
yes.
since. I said kettle one. Pointed to him and I said, dirty, dirty, up.
Yep, dirty, dirty, up.
No bartender wants to hear dirty, dirty.
I don't know what that means, to
means
be honest.
Lots of olive juice. It means...
Dirty like, means olive juice.
Yes, okay. The dirty martini they is like the olive juice is in there.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, because when Steve orders mudslides and dirt like, comes, we're like, what's going on?
Do you put the ground up Oreos in it?
No gummy worms.
Yes.
So yeah, just extra, just okay, say extra so, dirty.
Extra dirty. So kettle
yeah,
one.
Don't say dirty, dirty. Like the
martini...
Yes.
Kettle one,
dirty martini or extra dirty martini.
Extra dirty.
What's the up?
It's up in a glass. It's so it's in a martini glass. Oh. They can make you it on the rocks, but he wants him to shake it.
Gotcha.
It just seems like I don't like. It's such a risk to say it. Like you come off as creepy. Like I want it dirty.
Well, that's why I said dirty, dirty to a bartender that I knew. He's saying it to waitresses okay, yes. at Shanahan's,
for
and they're
years.
Like, "What? What?" And I'm like, "I haven't had the heart to tell him. Like, please stop saying dirty, dirty."
Well, no,
it's like
for...
I want it so dirty, okay. Baby. When you bring back that martini, okay. I want it filthy. It's not
anything like that.
And then
okay.
you just tell him no olives. I know it sounds stupid, but like he orders a dirty martini and they always put the olives in it, but he doesn't like olives. He just likes olive juice.
Yeah.
So then the instant he sits down, then like he takes his olives out and puts them on my plate.
Yeah.
So I have to eat. It's like we're like Maude and Maude.
Yeah.
Like this elderly Golden Girls couple. Like, you eat my olives, sweetie.
It's because I know you enjoy
it. I do enjoy the olives, but I don't enjoy when you hand them to me. After the waitress is already looking at you like, who's the dirty, dirty guy?
Okay. My bad.
So here's a couple tips to live by from a bartender. If the bar is dirty,
there's olive juice everywhere.
Steve's been there. They say don't order a draft beer.
And why is brilliant? They're spot on.
They don't if they didn't clean the bar, they didn't clean the taps
at all. They never clean.
I never thought about how do you clean a tap.
It's awful. Actually, the beer rep, the liquor rep that goes into that liquor's place is responsible for that place to make sure.
Oh, they
their
go in
product
and make sure
is
they're
going
that.
Through clean.
I remember
lines.
When we did a lot of stuff for Coors. Those guys are like. In a good way.
That's
they're
where I
like,
learned it all from.
They go in and they're like, dude, clean this crap. Yes. Like, they want to make sure their product is always good.
They'll clean it if they will clean it. Yeah.
And they even got mad. Remember when all the big, huge liquor stores started popping up and everybody's like, our liquor store is bigger. So they'd buy just a huge liquor store and they didn't have more liquor. They just built pyramids out of Coors Light.
Yes.
Coors was so mad at them because they built this pyramid. All that beer would expire.
Right.
Oh, no.
Because they just wanted to fill the space with a bunch of beer. But Coors is like very like, hey, man, we have a born on date and we want it out of there. So they'd have to go in and they're like, they hated the big stores because they're like, we're throwing away a pyramid worth of beer.
Big time.
Like Giza every like 6 months. Like, I don't know. But they didn't want to put expired product there in case somebody walked in and went, ooh, cool, and grabbed one and got old beer.
Jesus.
Yeah. I swear to God, I don't want to say the name of it or it rhymes with Schmavco.
You nailed it.
Like, they I would go in there way back in the day before Applejack had three convenient locations for you. And they would have this, it was Chichen Itza. I've been to the Mexican Aztec thing, and this was bigger.
The aliens built it.
100%. I was like, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen. Okay, next. Batched. Don't buy big cocktails.
Are those like the pre-made ones? Is that what they mean? Like, if they have them in the back?
Oh, is that what?
Or on the swirler thing that keeps them?
That, or like, if you get, like, I think they also mean like a pitcher.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like if you want a marg and you want a marg, just order two different margs. Like you get a pitcher of margs and they've got the mix and you want somebody who knows how to make a drink, not who knows how to make a, nobody knows how to make a huge amount of drink.
Like, you can get the tubs.
It's not the same. Like I can make a mean Makers in Seven. It's only got two things in it. But if I had to make it for all four of us in a pitcher, I wouldn't get the ratio right.
That's tough.
I know what it looks like in a glass. It's going to be better. This is where it's over for me. Don't put the fruit that's on the side of your glass in your...
Hello?
I want a Hendrix and tonic with a lemon.
Absolutely.
Where am I getting the lemon
Bring your own. I'm not kidding.
Bring your own lemon.
Dude, so when
and
I go,
a cutting board and a knife.
When I go to pizza, my pizza place in Landmark there, when I have there, I'm always talking to the bartender because I sit at the bar and the first thing she's doing is cutting all the garnish for the day. And often she'll remind me, by the way, it's usually a day or two that they pre-cut and then it lasts for 2 days. And people have breathed on it. People have spilled on the garnish. People have touched it.
It tastes great still. I don't mind.
It does. Yeah. And it enhances your drink.
I have too much of a hoarder in me. When it's there, it's like, I got to use this. I got to squeeze it in. I'm doing everything.
Well, and then it's in the way, too, of you grabbing the drink.
Yeah.
I want it in the cup.
Right. But don't.
I have to have it. And I don't care if everybody's touched it. I don't. Now that you're saying it, I've been at a bar where they're cutting the garnishes and they're literally cutting them on the bar, not on a cutting board.
Did you see them wash their hands? No. I wouldn't either. Why would I?
Okay. Two more things. Tips from a bartender. Be nice to your servers or they will mess your drink up on purpose.
And you have no retribution. They got you. They own you.
When you order something like a Hendrix and tonic, I get soda all the time. And I think they think that most people want soda and not tonic because it's like, it's the healthy rage. Vodka soda. Soda sucks.
Yeah, it's
soda
weird.
Is awful. You truly white claw drinking pieces of hell. Ugh, it's nasty. But I wonder if now the servers are doing that on purpose.
Okay.
But I'm nice to everybody.
But
it's because I'm with a guy who's like dirty. Okay. What a filthy. Last one, and this is very serious. Never leave your drink unattended.
Guy or girl.
Yeah.
Guy?
Yeah, if you're a guy, don't leave it unattended either.
They might rob you.
They'd roofie me and rob me.
Yeah.
Or she's setting me up for her boyfriend to attack me out. So, well, you don't know. You don't know what's going on.
Has anybody in here been roofied?
No.
I'm unsure.
I've 100% been roofied.
Slacker got roofied.
And I did leave my makers unattended at a Kelly-Oki contest. What has less street cred?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So Steve has something that could be worth a great deal of money. He has Mint Gem 10 toilet paper in his house right now.
I do. It was like post-pandemic. It was during the whole quarters and
You don't understand. Toilet paper is no longer what it used to be. I bet you have 4-inch thick toilet paper. Because now... Like, I don't know how much chips you buy, how many chips you buy. Wow. it's, what do they call that? Shrinkflation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
it's like, oh my God, the price of Doritos hasn't gone up at all. You're right, because there's half as many Doritos in
yes.
there. They're charging you the same, and the bag is all air.
Nitrogen, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, I had to get, yeah. If it was air slacker, that would actually dry out the food faster. And
yeah, is there up. Something to be said?
Sorry.
Because like I know what nitrogen can do to your body. Like I've the overdosed.
Benz, yeah.
No, the benz is if you come up too fast. Oh. Nitrogen, if your blood gets too much nitrogen in it, it's you're high as hell. That's nitrogen is what you're getting at the dentist.
That's
nitric
true.
Oxide.
Yeah. Nitrous.
So
yeah.
when you scuba dive, if you're diving below the tables, which means how like you're only allowed to be under the water for so long per day and blah blah blah, as you because the nitrogen builds up in your blood. So I overdove the tables one time in Cozumel, and I was down at like 150 feet and I saw something and I started to go down for it. And you get this sense of euphoria that everything's going to be okay.
Oh, wow.
Like you don't have any sense of self. You're wow. just like, and if the dive instructor didn't see me and grab my belt and pull me back up, I was going, and then I would have been too far down to get back up.
Dang.
Or I would have had to shoot back up. And
oh,
I would have had
the bends.
Yeah. Because then all the nitrogen in your blood is essentially boiling because you went from all those bars pressing on you to no bars, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Well, I guess,
well,
sorry.
Well, it makes sense. I get the same euphoric feeling when I eat Doritos.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. No, it's true. Like, I'm wondering if now that Steve has said there's nitrogen in the bag,
that's
if
wrong.
We could just like, yeah, all this, like pop a Capri Sun straw in there.
I got the bends.
We're all
Doritos.
Euphoric at Target. So the shrinkflation of Doritos and all those other things, it's happened to toilet paper. They went from 425 sheets in a roll to 320.
Whoa.
And they've reduced the width of them from 4 inches to 3.8.
The width even now.
Yeah. So it's way less sheets and like two tenths of, yeah, exact same price.
Yeah,
like all the companies have kind of done it.
They can't, why are they narrow? I can't have the narrow.
That's what I'm saying. But I guess what I'm getting at is you've got something
that's
in your
right.
house.
I have all the original stuff.
You've
before
got
they,
original. You've got like the mother load.
How much are you willing to pay?
That's,
for
I mean, there are people with big butts who are like,
well, I'm one of them.
Don't make 3.8 inches is not going to wipe yeah. my butt.
Yes.
Because TIAC had a stat of how many sheets people use per day. And now it's that's got to go up.
Yeah, definitely. It says 57. Yeah. Doesn't that seem high?
Per 50, day?
Per day.
Oh, like mom on her kids or makeup.
No, the
or
average American,
or...
it's 57.
I don't get anywhere near that.
Yeah, it's
either.
Almost 21,000 a year.
Dude, you do, though, because you've described wrapping your hand.
I take
you, like, mummify
yeah.
your arm before you're about
look,
to, like...
You look like you're getting ready to box.
Tie me up,
the
bitch.
The traitors. Come
in,
me, bitch. Like, these are only 3.8 inches wide. I, like... It's got it. So if it went down by that much, I would say we're probably using 68.
So I have the good stuff. I have the original
yes.
good stuff. Is it dry out? Do you think? Is it getting dried out? Or do you?
I think maybe you should.
I can't tell.
Like, what are we going to build a giant humidifier for? He's got it stored properly. It's all on its side.
A small humidifier, yeah. humidor.
A humidor for your. Do you have paper towels too? Because they're doing the exact same thing. Because you remember when the paper towel used to be like 8 equals 20.
You're right. The
it's
paper
now
towel
like
math?
8 equals 8.
Oh, so no. Oh, no. That's not
the
good.
Paper towel math sucks.
Oh, no.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a woman in a beauty store doing something really not beautiful.
Okay.
At all.
I got a story where a guy gets in a road rage incident. With an ambulance.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Washington State.
No!
A man in Washington State, apparently he was driving and he got into a road rage incident with an ambulance. The guy, he felt like the ambulance pulled out in front of him was driving too slow.
Ambulances are allowed to pull out in front of you, idiot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Although it didn't have its sirens or anything like that, but
oh,
still,
it didn't. Okay.
But still. They came up on an intersection. The guy pulled up next to the ambulance, confronted the crew, rammed his truck into the side of the ambulance.
He hit them?
He did. His truck got wedged and stuck in the process. The ambulance people showed, called the popo. They showed up.
Oh, yeah.
The guy, oh, he had beer and marijuana in the truck.
Oh, yeah. That's going to work out well for you, sir.
Allegedly enjoying both while he was driving. He was arrested for DUI and possession, yeah. but... Yeah,
you're too slow, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
Also, I'm hammered and I got weed in the car, so don't tell the popo. You haven't have a radio in there, do you? Oops.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. What are you? Oh my God. Hold on. Do I have enough guns in the car right now? Yeah, I do. Am I on probation? Yep. My story also not out of Florida.
Oh.
It's out of Wichita.
Hey.
Oh, Wichita. Sorry.
There you go.
Apparently, a woman went into a beauty store. We don't know what made her mad. We don't know what made her sad. We don't know what made her do this. But she dropped trow and left them a number two deposit. The police were called. According to the police report, the number two was significant enough that eight wigs were destroyed.
What?
I don't want to see it, but I want to see it. I want to see one of those, you know, anime depictions of it. Police are looking for her. They're calling her public enemy number two.
Actually, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
They're looking for the poopetrator of the crime.
Yeah.
Should have stopped in number two.
Well.
those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.